I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And I believe joining us by phone is Mr. Martin Bueller. Are you there, Martin?
Yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Yeah, hey. All right. Everybody in the production booth just breathe again. Thank you. All right. Hey, listen. You're talking about virtual reality and aviation flight simulation. Is that correct?
Correct.
I see something that just piqued my interest. Oculus, as in the Oculus Rift?
Mm-hmm.
That's so there. So you are working on developing an app for the Oculus Rift, which is supposed to be quite the dog's, the bee's knees as far as VR headsets go.
It's as far as the ones that are out right now, is currently the best. And actually, just last night we got the new version in the Dev Kit 2. That's got the higher resolution screen and the better head tracking and everything else. It's really amazing. We were up pretty late playing around with it.
Oh, nice. Now, my son's jealous because he's been following Oculus for quite a while. He definitely wants to get his hands on one.
Have you had a chance to try one out yet?
No, we haven't. So,
if you're ever in Seattle, definitely look me up. You have to experience it to truly get it.
Okay, now, this is a virtual reality flight simulator. So what am I seeing in the headset? Strictly the view out the window? Am I seeing my dashboard instruments as well?
You see everything. So the Rift and some of the other headsets that are coming out, it's pretty much a high-definition screen inlaid into what's more or less a set of, think of ski goggles, and then there's some lenses in it that let you focus normally. So instead of having to focus on something that's inches from your face, you look at things that are far and near, like you would in real life. The image is split in half, so each eye gets a different image, so it's also in 3D.
Wow. So
then as you turn your head, it'll actually adjust the image so you would see what you would see if you were actually in whatever world the game or the simulation is showing you. So it actually transports you visually to whatever place the game developer, the simulator, coder, whatever wants to put you in.
Okay, now are you trying to integrate this with existing flight simulator software, or are you starting from scratch?
I've been integrating it with existing things. What it actually started out as was just me playing around with it because it's fun. When they first came out, the earlier dev kits about a year ago, and my father-in-law had been doing a men's group up at an assisted living home with some veterans, and he came over one day and was trying it out. We were playing War Thunder. It's a video game that we got working with it with some third-party drivers, and he really loved it. He said it was incredibly cool, and he said the guys there would like to try it out too. So we packed the whole thing up, brought it down, and it was actually a really big hit. They were able to get back into pretty much any airplane from the 1930s up to the 1950s, and it really looks like you're in it. And we got a flight stick and some other gear, so you have normal airplane controls, and they were able to fly again. And it sort of evolved into a recurring activity we've been doing up at that assisted living facility up by Payne Field in Everett, Washington. And then I've taken it to another one down in Tacoma, Washington.
I imagine you end up with a line.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. When we first start out, people are a bit timid of it because it's weird. Like, strap this to your face and trust me, nothing bad's going to happen to you. But once you get it on, you could just watch their reactions all day long. Anybody from one time we were out there, we had people all the way up in their late 80s, early 90s trying it, all the way down to great grandkids that were 6 or 7 years old. And you can do many things depending on what software you're running. The one we focus on was airplane flying because it's something they know how to control. Flight stick, rudder pedals, they know all that. The pilots did. But there's other activities you can do. You can literally go anywhere, under the ocean, out into outer space, drive race cars. And it really tricks you into thinking you're there. Visually, it's incredible. It's hard to explain, but when you put it on, you do feel like you've been somewhere else. If you're afraid of heights, you'll tense up when you look over the edge of a building or out the window of your airplane. Or if you go underwater, you'll hold your breath instinctively. It does a good job of tricking your mind. It's quite fun.
So I imagine when you're doing the flight simulator version, you have to have an airsick bag handy.
You actually can. It takes a little, they call it getting your VR legs. Since you are moving and your eyes and your brain see that you're moving and flying up and down and rolling and everything else, but your ears and your body say you're still sitting in a chair, it can throw you off a little bit and actually can make you a little nauseous at first. But if you take a little break and do a couple little sessions, you acclimate to it quite quickly. And after that, it's an incredible amount of fun. I was out flying a P-51 Mustang around last night, virtually watching the sunset, the flight simulator. And it's nothing I'd be able to do in real life anytime soon.
Martin, one of the questions I have for you here, do you see a market for this in the flight training arena?
I'd say huge. I did other flight simulators before this type of gear came out, X-Plane 10, a really fun one, and using Track IR, so you can turn your head and the TV screen will update. But it's not quite the same thing. You're not in the airplane or whatever vehicle you're trying to simulate. So
you don't get the immersion.
Yes, you don't see stuff out of the corner of your eye. The horizon's hard to track because when you're sitting on your couch, you know you see the living room window off to your left. It's not, you know, the hills, or if you're going into like really bad weather, it's really creepy in the Rift because you can't see a thing when you fly into the clouds. It's you and your instruments. There's no, your dog's not sitting next to you on your right, you know, something comforting. You're really in there. So for simulating flights, for sure, I'd say give it a few more years when they really iron all the bugs out of it. And they get, there's another product coming online, because right now your eyes are there and your brain's there, but your hands aren't. So you still have to use your mouse blindly at this point if you want to flip switches and stuff in the simulators. There's a product coming out the end of this year I'm getting some dev gear for. There are a pair of gloves you wear, and it makes your hands show up in the virtual world. So at that point, if I'm sitting in a Cessna 172 cockpit, it's virtual. It wraps all around you, and it's 3D. It's really cool, and you can actually reach out. You can flip whatever switch or press whatever button you need to, and it's where it is in the real world because it's perfectly modeled in the simulator. So for training, it'd be the best possible way to do it. Everything will be right where you expect it to be when you get in the real thing.
About the only thing you can't simulate is the feel of the controls.
That's pretty much it. To kind of mask that a little bit, there's a, they call it a butt kicker. It's pretty much a bass module from a stereo that you can attach to your controls, and it'll give you some force feedback. So if you're rolling down the runway, you'll get some of the, I forget the term for it, when you can feel your environment, like rumbling down the runway and the clunk of your gear comes up. Yeah, so it actually puts that into it. So now your seat will vibrate, and you'll feel different things happening to your plane. Your flaps are coming down, stuff like that, vibration from the engine. And it kind of sells the experience even more. But you will be missing any G-forces, stuff like that.
Well, this the other natural thing for this would be drone flying. I would think that the military is looking at this closely.
It works very well for that. I think it may have just missed the window. I think the FAA was talking about banning those first-person flying drones, at least for civilians.
Right.
Because people have started doing this, and it does work, and it's incredibly cool as well. You'll find videos on YouTube of people doing it, where you can do the first-person view camera with the wireless tower. You can put the Rift on, and then you can fly your RC airplane from inside it.
And in 3D, though.
In 3D, yeah, because you can do stereoscopic cameras now. Even, I think GoPro makes a little stereo setup where you can put two of them side by side in a special little harness, and it'll shoot in 3D. At that point, it'd be almost as good as being there.
Wow. That's incredible.
You know,
it's really cool stuff.
This would be a great training tool for the military as well as civilian airline pilots, because you can sit there and you can train on missions without having to be in a multi-million dollar full motion simulator.
Correct, because they have to make one for each aircraft they're training on, because obviously the cockpit's different. This one, it's all virtual. I can switch between, I think, good heavens, 200 different airplanes in War Thunder, and they all have rendered cockpits in them, and everything is where it's supposed to be. So if I wanted to practice flying a P-40, or I wanted to get an X-plane and fly a Cessna or a Diamond or anything, it's the real deal. Everything is where it will be, so you could save quite a bit, I would imagine. And the immersion is great, too, because it's your situational awareness, all of that carries over. It's not little screens anymore. It's wherever you turn your head, all your motions, everything is quite natural.
I imagine that at your house, it's the kids trying to kick you off the video games.
We do go back and forth. It also does racing games, and that my son, we loves the flying stuff and racing. I actually used this setup with a steering wheel to teach him how to drive a stick shift, which probably saved me about $500 in clutch alone.
Can you teach and parallel parking?
You can do everything in it. It was a racing game using a Ferrari, I forget what it was, but stick shift, and there's a clutch and pedals, And it's just like you're sitting in the car. It works just as good as it does in the flight simulator. You drive, you can brake, park, work the clutch, get started on hills. The physics in modern games now are incredible.
Does it have a backseat driver?
Yeah, I do nag.
Yeah, there you go. No, turn left.
And I'm sure it comes with the full documentation, insurance card, registration, and all that, too.
Well, I'm charging him for it. We'll see if he figures out he's not getting much for his money there.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, we gotta run, unfortunately. Thank you so much, Martin. And this is going to really change things, I think, in the terms of low-cost simulators and their capabilities.
It will. If you get a chance to try one, definitely do. Like I said, if you're ever in Seattle, look me up. You can come over and try it out. It really will be the future in a few years. You'll see these popping up everywhere from commercial simulation to home entertainment. They'll be all over the place. It's really as good as they say it is.
Well, that's good to hear.
Have to try it out. Definitely.
All right. I am Digital Dave.
And this is Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.